This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, the authors, the others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, we're talking D-Day, donuts, dad's a jerk, and squeezing into last year's bathing suit. What can I say? It's Friday. Let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is in the newsroom today.
So, Phil, what do you do when your nursing home won't give you a hall pass to go to D-Day ceremonies? Well, we'll tell you what Bernie Jordan did.
Ready for the weekend, but with some news to settle first, it's Jay Campidonia.
Has a devotee of the internet character Slenderman struck again? I'll have details.
And just back from teaching advanced jazzercise at Curves, Chris Martin is here.
I have found a listing for the most amazing job in the world. And if you have an adventurous spirit, you're going to want to hear about it.
Right. I told you, it's Friday.
Don't we already have the best job in the world?
We do. Well, all of those stories and more are coming up. What do you say we get started? And Jennifer, we want to start with you because you've piqued my interest with this vet who wanted a day pass. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So D-Day commemorations today, and an 89-year-old World War II vet who was reported missing from a nursing home in England has been found in Normandy. Yep, he's there to attend D-Day commemorations. Bernard Jordan apparently sneaked out on Thursday from the rest home in England because he thought they weren't going to let him go. Sussex police say another veteran today called to say, hey, we're in France, and yeah, I'll put him on the phone. Jordan got on the phone and said, oh, no, I'm fine. We're having a great time.
Was he in the Allied forces? Was he part of the raid on Normandy? Back in the day?
He was English. He was English.
Well, we have Americans, yeah. We had English, and we had Canadians, right? I think, in the Allied forces.
I do think that the assumption is that he was there the first time. He wanted to go back again, although he would be really young, you know, 19-year-old kid.
Sure.
But he actually left the home wearing all his service medals, joined a group of veterans heading to France by bus. The chief of police tweeted, veteran reported missing by care home who said he can't go to Normandy for D-Day remembrance. We found him there.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
I like his attitude. You know, he's a go-getter.
Yeah. Well, he's you can't tell me what to do. I'm 89 years old.
What have I got to lose?
Yeah. You know? I know. And he fought for it, man.
It was like he was behind enemy lines and he had to get past the zone.
He had a flashback, Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
He's still going for it.
There's this lady in Alabama who's going to have flashbacks. Eventually, she'll know what happened to her. But why don't you explain to us what happened?
You know, you ever notice in the stories about drunk drivers or people who do really stupid things while they're intoxicated, the drunk person seems like they're not ever the one that gets hurt? Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, it happens.
So it does. This is taking it to an extreme. So yesterday morning, police in Alabama started getting calls that this woman was hit by a train. When the cops get there, they find the woman lying on railroad tracks, but it didn't look like she'd been hit. She was fine. In fact, she was still sound asleep on the railroad tracks.
The train went right over her?
Right over. She was in the middle, kind of like cuddled between the rails and petite enough not to have parts sticking up far enough to be mowed down by the train. So, yeah, she was fine, but her luck ran out right there because she was arrested for public intoxication and disorderly conduct.
Wow.
Even though she's asleep, she caused such an uproar that they're just hitting her with the disorderly conduct, too.
They arrested all of her and her parts, right?
Right. And they're all in one piece.
Hey, there's gold and then there sinks.
I know. This is such a great story. People in Montana, in a town called Whitehall, are finding gold flakes in their tap water. Now, it sounds pretty cool, but it has them a little bit worried, like, what else is in there that isn't supposed to be?
Right.
And where did it come from?
Oh, you never looked a gift horse in the mouth, right?
I know.
Start
panning. Get the coffee filter out, start panning.
Yeah.
And
but,
can it do anything to you? Like, if you drink gold, it can't be good.
Well, you know,
right?
A lot of those new agey people say you get a little gold in your diet and that's a good thing for you.
What? Well, it is. But I mean, what if they're, if they can't figure out what the source of the gold is, then what other toxic heavy metals might be in the water? Well, there's an open pit gold mine just 5 miles away, but the state water quality officials say that's not anything to do with it. But don't worry, we don't know how it's getting there, but we're sure it's not dangerous.
They don't want it to turn into a whole political thing, do they?
Exactly. So they say they think it's more likely that the flakes came from, and this is a quote, pipes or a pump or some approved equipment tied to the Whitehall water supply.
Oh, man. All right.
No, it's all official.
One more from you, Jen. Tell us, speaking of toxicity, tell us about this app that's out there.
Oh, you know, I got this on one of those food websites. But my favorite write-up came from a website called Geekosystem. This is an app that predicts which foods will make you, you know, gassy.
Okay. Yeah, how does it do that?
Okay, so first off, what's the name? What's the name? Because I am going to download it right now.
Here we go. In a silent but deadly attempt to get children or adults who understand good comedy to pay attention to nutrition labels, here's what it's called. Fart code.
All right, that's the name of the app.
It reads barcodes and translates all the boring talk about calories and ingredients into terms that resonate with us in many ways. So it figures out which gas-inducing ingredients are in a food item. Then it uses its built-in meter to satisfy your inner 12-year-old. So I actually downloaded it, and I have right here a can of beans.
Yeah.
And let's see.
This is
not happening. It has all these different sound effects.
Isn't this a wonderful place, this planet?
This is the greatest show.
What? You're scanning the beans.
Found black beans.
Okay, what does it say?
Oh, come on.
That's what it says.
But that's just a sound. There isn't any kind of a rating, is there?
There is a rating. I got to rescan it. There is a scale.
Don't rescan it.
Yeah.
It's going to make noises again.
I know, but is that like one, like on the flatulence meter? Is that like a 1 out of 5? I mean,
yes. That's a 1 out of 5.
There it goes again.
Stop.
Sorry. I'm trying.
Okay, let's clarify. That's the phone, right?
Here's the problem. Oh, now Siri's asking what she can help me with.
Do you need a doctor?
I know. Here's the problem. I couldn't find a lot of really toxic food items in my house because of my marriage, the way that I want it to be. It's happy. It's, you know, everything's great. Yeah. I've kind of cleaned all the baked beans and all that stuff out of there.
You're still in the newlywed phase. I understand.
Only find stuff that went on it was only hitting a 1.
Yeah, wait till your second anniversary. That's all going to go out the window.
It's coming.
All right. Yeah, well, thank you, Jennifer. Now, we're going to turn the tables quite a bit in terms of this. There's no hilarity involved at all in this story, Jay.
That is correct. And I don't know how I'm going to follow Jen's story with this, to be honest with you.
Well, it's poor planning on my part, and I apologize for this ahead of time. But just the same, this is a serious story.
So last week, two 12-year-old girls allegedly lured one of their 12-year-old friends into the woods in Wisconsin, and they stabbed her 19 times. And they said because they wanted to appease this internet character named Slender Man.
Yep, big story going all over the internet and TV news and everybody.
Right. Now, today, not too far, human remains have been found in two separate suitcases in Wisconsin.
Right up the street from where the other thing happened.
Basically, it's about 50 miles south of Milwaukee, okay? And it's in Waukesha County. And that's exactly where these girls lured their friend in and committed their act. Now, basically, county workers were mowing the grass and they came across two suitcases. And they opened one, body. They opened the second one, body. Cops are not saying like how the people died or what condition they're in or if there is any connection to Slender Man. But the internet character, if you look him up, you can find him on creepypasta.com. Huge, huge website. It's kind of like a blog by this guy named Eric Knudsen. And Eric Knudsen has apologized since this 12-year-old tragedy has happened. By the way, the 12-year-old girl lived.
Oh, right.
Who had been stabbed 19 times. So that's some
good news. And this Knudsen guy, he's the creator of Slender Man?
Yes. Okay. And Slender Man goes around and terrorizes children. So there's no word on if there's a connection to the suitcases with bodies in them to Slender Man. They don't know if they're young, old. They're not talking about condition.
All right.
But it's in the same area, and it's a little bit creepy.
Chris, we're looking to you now for a palate cleanser.
I have that.
The most amazing job on the planet?
And it's listed as such. It's literally listed as the most amazing job in the world. Let me ask you this. How would you like to be the ruler of a fortress?
Okay, I'll bite. Go ahead.
So a couple of miles off the coast of Portsmouth lies a fort. This fort was built back in the 1800s, and it's there to protect the coastal cities. Well, back in the 1950s, they decommissioned it, and now they've decided to remodel it into a 22-room luxury hotel and private island. So now they're looking for a ruler of this new fort.
Yes.
And sweet, so huh? Is he like the he's the guy at the concierge? Is that it?
Yeah, he's the manager. Let me tell you what kind of qualities you have to have if you want to rule this fortress. You have to like sailing, fishing, and opening champagne bottles with a saber. That's part of the requirements.
Awesome.
I get that. I'd like to try that at least, but I don't think it's possible without getting glass in your mouth.
You can only access the fortress by boat or helicopter, so that's going to be your commute. And check this out. You will host parties in their laser tag playground, along with manage the museum, gymnasium, pool room, and lighthouse. It also comes with a rooftop heated pool and two helicopter pads, which one of those will be your parking space.
Yeah. All right. Sounds like a great job.
I'm in.
Okay.
How much does it pay?
I'm hoping it's a six-figure gig. I mean, it's a luxury hotel. They're looking for people with hospitality expertise and exceptional customer service.
Yeah, I think it's one of those pay is commensurate with experience things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when someone asks you, what do? You could say, I'm the ruler of a fortress.
Right.
Well, thank you, Chris. And Jen, you mentioned it's D-Day today, 70th anniversary of the day 150,000 Allied troops stormed the beach at Normandy. And we're going to play for you some exclusive audio that hasn't been heard for 70 years until today. Plus, and this is related, trust me, today is National Donut Day, and you'll hear from the famous Randy's Donuts. We believe we're going to hear from them next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. We're here every weekday afternoon at 2 on KFWB News Talk 980. And of course, today is a special day. Not only is it D-Day, it is National Donut Day.
Yay!
And joining us live on the line now from one of the most famous, iconic places in Los Angeles, seen in countless films, TV shows, even video games. You've seen the giant donut off the 405 freeway. It's Ron from Randy's Donuts. Hey, Ron.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Do you answer to Randy when people call?
Just don't call me late for dinner.
You got it, or late for donuts. You guys, you must be doing a brisk business today, are you?
Yeah, the lines are around the block.
And I could tell you, I know that because I visited today, and I got in line, and the boys in the studio don't even know this, but let me get here.
Uh-oh.
Here's a dozen donuts.
Oh, look at this.
From Randy's right
no
there.
Way.
Pop that open,
what
will
a
you?
Surprise.
Holy.
Now you guys, you're one of the most famous, iconic places. I mentioned that. Give us a little history on the National Donut Day and what you guys there at Randy's do with it.
Well, it started out back in the 30s with the Salvation Army, and they used to give donuts to the doughboys, the soldiers from World War One, and it became a national holiday, National Donut Day.
All right.
And it's celebrated all around the country, and donut shops give people free donuts and other free things.
Wait, so, there's free donuts today?
Well,
that's what National Donut Day is?
I paid for these. Yeah. But,
oh.
But
we were giving away donut holes and also a postcard.
Oh, here's the postcard right here. You want to see it? There it is. It's a picture, a whole bunch of representations of or pictures taken at Randy's
cool.
Donuts. Yeah, I mean,
like
people have seen your donut shop in so many different movies. And tell me a little more about the connection with the Salvation Army, right?
The Salvation Army. Yeah, they decided they want to do something for the soldiers in World War One, So they started giving them away. It started out with plain cake donuts. And they gave, you know, like in the USO.
And you still sell the plain cake donuts today, don't you?
Absolutely. Come on down.
Right there on Manchester, right off the 405 freeway. Manchester, and what's the corner there?
Right on the corner of Manchester and La Cienega.
Yeah.
With the big donut in the sky.
All right. Okay, right off the 405.
Did you see the King's...
Well, here, this is the thing. I posted the photo that I went there, and you probably don't know this, but I'm the public address announcer for the Anaheim Ducks.
Oh, really?
And I've already gotten so much heat for patronizing your fine establishment there. But I'm thinking, you know what? First of all, I'm not going to find a donut shop who represents National Donut Day better than Randy's. And I'm not going to find a donut shop in Los Angeles that is supporting the Ducks. And so, you know, I had to make a call on this one, and in this case, I went to Randy's.
You made the right call.
Attaboy! Yeah.
All right. Hey, Randy, I mean Ron, thank you very much, and have a great rest of your National Donut Day, and we're going to chow.
Thank you very much. Eat donuts, everybody.
Eat donuts. I love this guy.
How about that?
Forget that gluten-free stuff. Just eat donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, forget that.
All right. Now, 70 years ago, it was D-Day. U.S., British, Canadian forces stormed the beach at Normandy, jumping out of amphibious vessels directly into Nazi machine gun fire. The Germans, incidentally, surrendered 11 months later. If you follow the storyline on World War II, that's essentially what happened. The world was listening for updates 70 years ago today. Here in Los Angeles, KFWB was covering the events with the advance information that was coming in. Somebody out there recorded the reports off of their radio or their home or I don't know where it was, June 6th, 1944. And today that audio is being played again for the first time. And I want to listen to an example. Here's something. Mike, go ahead and play that first one.
As received over the affiliated wire services of Associated Press, United Press, and International News Service. And here reporting from the KFWB News Bureau is Alan Mann with the latest invasion news to date.
Thank you, Dave. Allied invasion armies, aided by a continuous stream of reinforcements and the mightiest air and sea armadas ever assembled, held a firm grip on a wide beachhead on the northwest coast of France today and fought their way inland to the communication center of Cannes, 10 miles from the coast. The first 18 hours action in the greatest invasion in history saw American, British, and Canadian liberating forces smash through the famed Nazi Atlantic Wall to seize key bridges before the surprise defenders could destroy them and presumably sever the main rail line between Cherbourg and Paris.
Is that something? And what they had to do is they transcribed this onto acetate. They look like long play records, only larger than that. And it's real thin, it's real brittle, and then they would scrape the tracks under the acetate. And back in the day, they used to back the acetate with metal. But during World War II, Rosie the Riveter needed all the metal, so they put glass behind it. And in this case, one of the important acetates broke in half, and somebody put it back together and then made it work and then digitally reinforced it. Here's another clip. This one encourages, you'll find this one funny, I think, in this day and age, but it encourages women to help out the boys overseas.
Ladies, more surgical dressings for our wounded boys are urgently needed. See your local Red Cross chapter and help fold these vitally needed dressings. You may work any hour you choose. Give up a few hours a day. It's a small sacrifice to make for the boys who are fighting for us out there on the western coast of France. This is D-Day. Remember that.
And that's great, isn't it? And one more clip. This one reminds you that the enemy is always listening.
And now, friends, remember, America's lives depend on complete secrecy of every military fact. Don't let careless talk make a national disaster those happy reunions with soldiers on furloughs. The safe rule to follow is simply this. If you haven't heard it on the radio or seen it in print, don't talk about anything military, no matter how trivial the information may seem. If we all keep the little secrets, the enemy will never find out the big ones. So watch for careless talk. Yes, the enemy is listening.
You hear that, Edward Snowden?
Ooh. That was awesome.
Wasn't it great? Now, those are just snips. The audio was made possible by Dr. Ken Hayashida at the Hancock Foundation Archive, one of the special collections at the USC libraries. And if you'd like to hear these restored recordings, those are just snips. There are long plays of these. We have them posted at kfwb.com, and I really do encourage you to go over and read the supporting material and also listen to the recordings. And isn't that something, huh?
Crazy.
It is.
I think we need a news ticker in here.
Yeah, did you hear the extra bells? Didn't that sound like there was breaking news, right?
Exactly.
You know what's great about that is that's not a sound effect.
Yeah, right. I know. It's the actual machine back in those days.
The technique that the broadcasters use is interesting, too, because they've got that real announcer-ish voice. It's almost like they're all trained the same way.
No, and if you're working in Los Angeles in 1944, then you've already worked at about 50 different radio stations,
right,
starting in the smallest possible town. And you worked your way all the way back. So these guys are more or less in their 50s. I doubt that they're around yet. I posted their names on Facebook, hoping that maybe a friend or a family member might be available and reach out. They've got to be out there somewhere.
Yeah.
Didn't hear from anybody, though, which is unusual, don't you think? Hey, a week from Sunday is Father's Day. It's a happy, stress-free day for a lot of people. But how do you celebrate Father's Day when your dad is a jerk? We're going to help you out with that next.
Okay.
On As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends here on KFWB News Talk 980. We have a website, philhewlettandfriends.com, if you ever miss anything on this program or if you'd like to hear it over and over again. We have every program ever recorded on demand right there on the homepage. You can go over there and listen. Hey, not everyone grew up with a father worthy of his own special day. So Father's Day can be a bit challenging for folks in that situation. Let's explore the idea with the author of the book, Exploring Life's Last Frontier. It's Dr. Heather Harder. Dr. Harder, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Some dads can be downright bad. So what do you say to people who would rather not honor their father next week?
Well, I'd say then don't honor your father next week. And if you were one of those jerky dads, then this is a great day to make amends because you know who you are and you carry a price for that. There's guilt and shame and blame and, well, you deserve. So you should make amends, not with words, but with actions.
But there, go ahead.
Well, and if you were the victim of a jerky dad, then you can celebrate in lots of ways that cause your healing, and not you don't have to honor your father just because Hallmark says so.
Yeah. Now, all right, fine. There are degrees, however. We're not always talking about people who just had a falling out with their dad. Sometimes they've been abusive. How do you get past that?
Well, there's several different ways. One of the ways I recommend is become a dad for a day. There's a lot of kids out there who are the victim or who are needing support, either male or female. And just because you're a woman, you can still be the dad for the day. It isn't about gender. It's about role and role identification. And so adopt somebody who may need a good influence and be that person for the day. Be the dad you wish you'd had. And it can make a huge difference in your healing because you recognize it. You can be a writer. Writers create characters and they make them come alive. And the more real they become, the more the writers say they take a life of their own. So take and write the father of your dreams. Make him a character in your imaginary life. And as long as you don't think they're real, it's healthy. If you think they're real, then there's another problem.
You know, so often if you grow up and you have a bad situation with your dad, that can affect you as an adult. And I don't know if there are any standard paths that people take when they've had a difficult time with dad growing up. But can time actually heal all of this, or is it better at some point to just cut the cord and move on?
Time alone won't heal it. It has to be intentional action. Processing it, getting comfortable saying it was an abusive situation can help your healing. I was a foster parent for teenagers for 4 years and dealt with many teenagers during that period of time. And many of them, I shouldn't say many, all of them did not recognize that the behavior they received was wrong. they defended their parents. Oh, they were drinking, or they were this, or they were that. And the first step of their healing was to recognize and affirm, I did not receive the treatment that I deserved. And that often helps people recognize that. They have to really own that they did not receive the treatment they deserve. And when they can separate themselves from this behavior, then it speeds up the healing.
Now, we've heard a couple of ideas where people can go ahead and celebrate Father's Day without Father. Somebody else takes on the role there. You do have a top five ways that people can go ahead and celebrate Father's Day, and maybe you've knocked off a couple of those already, but what else is on the list that you'd like to share with us?
I did. Well, find the father of your dreams. Who is the person in your life that you would have liked to be a father, and become their friend? Like we look at mentors, sometimes mentors don't know that they're mentors, but we use them to help us live a life that's better than it was without them. The same thing with father. Attract the father that you want, and it can be a neighbor, it can be an uncle, it can be someone, you know, in the movies. But just claim the father that you want. I was always appalled when in schools when they assigned these homework assignments to write about your family or your family's history. And the kids I was working with really didn't want to write out that stuff for the public. So I told them, make it up. Just make up the father. And that can work for adults as well. I mean, these are things work for all ages, whether you're a child or midlife or in older parts of your life. Just make up the father and adopt the father that you want. And then you can become that father, and become the father that you'd wish you'd had. And then my top recommendation is write to your father and tell them why they hurt you. Really own your pain. Sometimes by just getting in touch with that, you allow yourself to move through it. You don't have to send it. You can burn it and just keep the memory, but somehow just defending your own honor will set you free from these abusive or inappropriate.
Go ahead and send it. I think he's going to read it sooner or later.
Well, sometimes you may not want to send it, but, you know, because people can get old and have Alzheimer's, or they can get old and have other things. But just the part of writing it, mm-hmm. you put that out there to defend your own honor. And in the end, it isn't about our father that we honor. It's about that part of us that we honor. And so when we stand up for ourselves in an honorable way, then we begin to become the father that we wish he had. And again, it isn't about gender. It's about role. Identity.
Yeah. Helpful information, Dr. Heather Harder. Heatherharder.com, I believe, is the website. And
absolutely.
And again, the book is called, tell me once again what it's called, because I'm looking for it, Exploring Life's Last Frontier.
Exploring Life's Last Frontier.
All right, very good. Dr. Heather Harder, thank you very much.
Thank you, Phil. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You've given us enough time there to put some of these ideas to work, and if in fact they are going to be useful for you. Now, we've found something that seems completely innocuous, and Chris, you're going to tell us about it, but it has a lot of people really concerned, and it has to do with Facebook. What is it?
It does. Facebook has a new feature, and it's got a lot of people upset. It's called the microphone feature, and here's how it works. It activates your smartphone's microphone, and it listens to your surroundings while it's on. So it can identify songs you're listening to on the radio, shows you're watching on television, or conversations you're having with friends. And then it goes and it posts that on Facebook, on your Facebook news feed.
As audio or as a like a voice-to-text thing?
No, as like a Phil Hewlett is listening to Iggy Azalea's new song.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
It's totally, I would totally do, who?
Our younger audience got that one. Jay Campedonia is listening to
Kenny Loggins.
Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, right.
Come
so,
on.
So, now the company says the feature can be turned on and off at any time, which it can by you. It's not an automated feature. It's one that you do manually.
But you could leave that on inadvertently.
That's exactly right. And there's now a petition that is signed by over 500,000 people saying the feature is dangerous and even creepy.
It's not one of those White House petitions, is it?
No. this one's to Facebook, and I'm sure they get plenty of petitions too, but they think that Facebook may sell the collected data to advertisers and corporations, so then they can start flooding your Facebook and email with advertisements.
I just think, you know, just think of the opportunities where you'd leave your phone on and, you know, you go to the bathroom or whatever you're doing, and it's just, it's not good. A lot of bad could come from it.
You can imagine the things it might pick up and post on your behalf, depending on what you're doing.
That's right. You know, you don't want to have to keep thinking, okay, is my Facebook microphone off?
So many jokes, so little time.
Exactly.
No,
right
now. Really, I was just scanning a barcode on a can of beans, I swear.
Yeah.
Real quick, Phil, yeah, I do have to say that Facebook has come out and publicly said the feature does not store the recordings and they are not listening to your conversation.
Yeah. Whatever. Right.
Sure.
Yeah, and the LAPD is not going to fly over my backyard pool party with their drones.
Oh, come on. Did you hear Charlie Beck yesterday?
Yeah.
He went on and on about public confidence and confidence in the department.
ACLU.
Yeah, and I'm going to do everything in my power. I just couldn't believe that he went to such great lengths to say, hey, we're not going to use him if you don't like him.
He protests too much, doesn't he, Jay?
A little bit. You know, I did this story last night as part of my regular gig, and that's exactly what I did. That's the angle I took. I'm like,
you're
a regular
absolutely
gig.
Absolutely not.
I've got to send a drone to your house.
Absolutely not listening in. We are absolutely not recording everything you say.
Here's my recommendation for the chief. Paint the drones cute little candy colors. You know, like put fringes on them. So hey, look, it's a cute little drone. Hello Kitty face on it.
We'll be less threatened by that.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? It's just about summer beach weather. And that means it's time for you to pack that wintered body into a tiny outfit and hit the sand. Are you mentally prepared for that? Well, we have an expert to help you with that as well. And that's happening right here, next, on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends, and we thank you for tuning in and telling your friends to tune in every day. And here's the thing. Summer is here, more or less, and it's time to get out there. It's time to get out there and go to the beach. But are you ready? You've spent the entire summer, make that the entire winter, packing on that coat, if you know what I mean.
Like having somebody bring in donuts to work? Thanks a lot, Phil.
It's National Donut Day.
Yeah.
Joining us live is the author of Living Sexy Fit at Any Age. It's ACE certified personal trainer, master motivator, Kate McKay. Hello, Kate.
Hey, so great to be here. And how ironic that I'm here on National Donut Day.
Oh, we did that purposefully.
Ironic.
Yeah, I know. Great. We figure that you're probably going to hurt us.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I won't do that.
Yeah, but now you specialize in helping people, I read this right from your website. You help people release shame, self-doubt, and negative self-talk. And I suppose just ahead of bikini season, you hear a lot of that.
I do. And, you know, what a great way to really segue into what I want to talk about, which is really about the living sexy movement. You know, frankly, it's about redefining what sexy is. And understanding that really it's about inner self-confidence and really boosting your self-worth so you can live your life all out. And a lot of that work is from the inside out. Self-confidence, who doesn't want it, right? So being comfortable in a bathing suit oftentimes requires you to really understand and embrace who you are. And oftentimes, too, self-respect begins at the lips.
Like, well, here, you know, there are a lot of people out there. We talk about releasing your shame. I think a lot of those folks on a daily basis have released so much shame, they have none of it left.
Do you think so? Well, you know what? I'm from the East, so, you know, we're just all a bunch of, you know, the walking wounded out here on the East Coast.
Right.
Yeah, but it's really easy for a woman like you to say, forgive me, but I did a quick Google search on you, and you are a hard body. Like, you've done some bodybuilding, so, I mean, it's easy for you to walk out in a bikini. Guy like me, you know, I'm a 250-pound Italian guy, and it's not so easy for me to walk around without my shirt.
Plus, you look funny in a bikini.
Do you feel hot? I mean, you have that inner hottie in you, just being the Italian, right? I mean, just truth be told, I've gone through that same challenge. I had my periods of self-doubt and self-loathing, frankly. I'm a 50-year-old single mom, 3 kids, and to be confident enough to stand in a bikini is really my way of helping celebrate my inner confidence, even as a 50-year-old woman, right? So we are here to shine light and to celebrate other people so that they can follow in our light. And that's really my passion and my commitment, is to help others release and celebrate.
So what's the first step to going down that road?
So the first step is really moving into that place of self-worth and self-acceptance, and understanding that self-respect, again, begins at the lips. The real deal is that 70% of being fit is what you put in your mouth. So that's really the truth. It's not about getting on the treadmill for hours at a time, but it's really making small shifts.
Now, we have a dozen donuts on our table right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is the cruel person on this?
Yeah, staff? Excuse me, Kate. I have to reach for one of these chocolate something or other.
No.
Someone slap him.
What's your favorite kind of donut, Kay?
Well, you know, I'm a bikini competitor. I compete in Fitness America pageants. So I remember after one of my shows, I had two of those, like, Bavarian cream things.
Oh.
It was pretty yummy. But see, this is the deal.
What are we talking about for a basic diet? Do you want to start on the right track? What kind of diet do you get people on?
Veg, breakfast every day. I eat eggs 7 days a week. So it's eggs and oatmeal. I love it. It's my fuel. So many people, just by making that small shift into really taking self-care into your morning ritual, that is absolutely the key. And also water, really getting your water consumption up. And finding the joy in movement, right? What you loved as a kid is oftentimes something you can translate into your life as an adult.
Yeah, but I have a really expensive, very comfortable couch.
Right, right. So you need to, you know, call somebody up and say, listen, this is my goal, and you're going to hold me accountable. And sometimes you won't like them, right? Oftentimes the people that have to hold us accountable, we don't like too much, right? I was a personal trainer for years. And I didn't really mind that people didn't like me. So you can call me anytime. I'll be your accountability partner.
Well, see, here's some of and we've heard this from other people, too, because we do seem to talk about, you know, motivation and self-improvement a lot in this program. I don't know why that topic keeps coming up, but it may have something to do with our group here. But just the same, when you start making this effort and you start having progress, and you started with people, you surround yourself with folks who are going to help motivate. They're supportive. They're friends, they're family, whatever. But then you start to look good. And all of a sudden, they start to resent your progress.
Oh, the haters come out of the woodwork.
Oh, they sure
yes.
do, right? Which is true. Listen, this is true. I'm also a business development coach. My next book is Living Sexy Rich. I built a multi-million-dollar company from scratch. So my fitness is just who I am. I live and breathe it. It's just how I function and move through the world. But those people, and oftentimes it's the people that love you, quote-unquote, the most that actually turn out to self-sabotage you, right?
And they start cooking up the pasta and the cake and all of that.
And they're like, come on, let's have another one. Oh, you look good already, right? Those people are there for a reason. They're there to test your conviction. Don't listen to them. Surround yourself with people that you know are going to hold you to the fire, to your highest vision. Because you know you're here to be your best. You know you're ready to release your inner hottie, male, female, no matter the age. You're here to live in your highest best, and your body is your vessel.
I have an inner hottie.
You absolutely have an inner hottie.
I have a question. I have a question for you, because I know there are those people that say, oh, well, you know, once you get past 45, 50, oh, it's so hard. You can't. You got to throw in the towel. You'll never look good again. And I find that to be really, really offensive. And what do you think about that? Do you think that's an excuse people use to just not bother anymore?
Well, I think a lot of ways, and we get into bad habits and bad routines. And I think that the Living Sexy Fit book that's going to be released this week and you can purchase it in all various locations and Amazon, all that good stuff. It's really about embracing what it means to be fit, no matter what your age. Like, that's why I stand on the stage at 50, as I said, and say, look it, I can be confident in who I am and how I feel and how I take care of myself. I have three kids that are watching me as models. I have friends that are watching me as model. I was here to be strong, right? So how do we redefine what it means to be strong as a woman, and particularly when women go through menopause? And even men, we need men to model what it is to be strong and celebrate us as strong women.
But you're Kate McKay, master motivator.
Yeah.
Take the Cheetos from my hand, Kay. No, like, do that for me.
I wish I was there live. I'd be bringing all kinds
of things. So do
I. Listen, life still is about celebration. Let's not forget that. If it's not fun, it's not worth it. So if you eat 80 to 90% clean and you still enjoy your little yums, you know, it's about quantity, right? Still enjoying the pleasures of life. Life is sensual. It's a wonderful way to celebrate through community and celebration.
Okay, I will go on a diet if you beat me in an arm wrestling contest.
Well, you know what? I will try my hardest. I'm small, mighty, but maybe I don't think I'm that mighty.
Well, Living Sexy Fit at Any Age by Kate McKay. Comes out next week, you say?
Yeah, it does. And you can, if people are interested in listening or hearing or reading the first chapter, you can go to kate-mckay.com/free. You can receive the first few pages, and then we'll let you know when the book is out so you can order it.
All right. Very good. Lovely to speak with you. Very motivating, and I feel like searching for that inner hottie as soon as...
It's there.
As soon as I finish this...
Thank you so much.
...jelly glazed donut.
Yeah. The couple eclairs he's got in front of him.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing weekend.
Kate McKay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
You too. How about that, huh? Well, I hope you're motivated because we have a little more business to take care of here. Which story do we want to talk about, Jay?
Well, right on the heels of Kate McKay. Did you hear about the 315-pound man who got busted for drug smuggling? This is not a joke.
No. It's not a joke?
Oh, no.
315-pound man got busted after he stuffed 40 packages of heroin.
Where?
In his belly button.
Oh, my goodness.
That's possible?
Can you imagine the size of that belly button?
Goodness. Like, did you have to?
You can, lose a fist in that bad boy.
Is it going to be okay, Jen?
Oh, I think I'm going to die.
Umbilical cord.
You could, eat cereal out of that thing.
Oh, stop.
Sorry.
All right. You take that message that thought with you throughout the rest of the day, and send your feedback to us. We have an email address, feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. Thanks, Mike Stark, for executive producing. Nick Wright for helping out in the studio. For Jen, Jay, Chris, I'm Phil. Can't wait to talk to you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and not back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.